Ozark's Technical Community College Fine Arts Department, presenting the musical comedy Lucky Stiff next weekend in the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium. And here to talk about that is the director of the theater program for OTC, Jonathan Herbert, and Phil Forrester.
Musical director.
Musical director, specifically. This is a show by people who are no doubt familiar to theater buffs. Lynn Ahrens did the book and lyrics, and Stephen Flaherty did the music for the show. It's based on a novel called The Man Who Broke the Bank at Monte Carlo. Have at it, gentlemen. Tell me about this show.
Well, it's kind of a zany musical farce. It's very much engrossed in the element of storytelling and the actors on stage portraying the characters themselves.
You know, you almost think of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels in a way as kind of a precedent for this show.
Splice that with Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Yes, exactly right. And there's a good reason why you mentioned that, too.
But yeah, the characters, I mean, they know that they're telling a story and they set it up as they're telling a story and then they proceed to act out the story. So almost like each audience member, it's like they're sitting down around a table with some people who are about to tell you a story like, oh, you got to listen to what I just heard, you know, or what we just did. And that kind of adds to the farcical nature of it and the comedy of it.
And you're basically promoting it as a show that's fun for the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about this humdrum English shoe salesman, not really an Al Bundy type, but maybe a British equivalent, I don't know. His name is Harry Witherspoon. He's just inherited a bunch of money from his uncle, but his uncle, in order for him to inherit the money, has a catch attached to it.
Yeah, his uncle wanted to make one last trip to Monte Carlo. And so Harry
and never got to when he was alive.
Never got to when he was alive. And so when Harry he very hastily agrees to the terms of the will before really knowing what he's in for.
What he's in for is taking a stiff around Monte Carlo, rolling a corpse around in a wheelchair in a tropical paradise,
and trying to pass him off as someone who is alive. And that again, it's
there really is, like you said, there's more Weekend at Bernie's in this than about anything else.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Meanwhile, there's the mistress of the late Tony Hendon is also trying to find him because the money that he inherited was money that she embezzled, and she's trying to get it back.
And she's dragged her optometrist brother in with her, and he's sort of henpecked and doesn't really want to go, but is kind of forced into it by his zany sister, Crazy.
Well, okay, what kind of music has Stephen Flaherty provided for this show?
Well, one of the things that really turned me on about the show, and this is one that I had witnessed at Culver Stockton when I was a freshman in college.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't pigeonhole itself into any one genre. It's not like the style of Rodgers and Hammerstein, or it's not the style of Sondheim or anything like that. We have some very jazzy elements. We've got a very nice kind of pop ballad, a couple of those, and at some points there's elements of like Cakewalk and 20s flapper era swing, and and so it doesn't pigeonhole itself into one specific genre of music, which is actually quite nice about directing the music in the pit for this musical.
Well, who's in your cast? Students, no doubt.
Mostly students, yes. We've got our lead actor is a guest artist who's graced our stage a number of times. Daniel Bush is playing Harry Witherspoon. Opposite him is a new student that we have, Serena Washington, playing Annabelle, the female lead. And then we have...
Who gets to play the stiff?
The stiff is played by Tom Petty, actually. And I'm not kidding.
No relation to the...
Yeah, right.
His name is Tom Petty. It was the joke, it's funny because when we asked him, he's a student, a new student of mine as well, and we asked him if he would take this role, and he said, well, as long as I don't have to sing. And I just thought it was so funny that Tom Petty is telling me, you know.
Yeah, right.
So, we'll see Tom Petty in the program. It'll be nice.
And then another great comedic element of this is that the cast is really small, but there are a lot of roles, and so doubling is a part of it.
Or tripling.
And so we do have several actors who are playing multiple roles and you know, delineating themselves with different costumes or hats or ways to do their hair and things like that. So you'll see as part of the storytelling. And you know, when you think about the imaginative aspect of this, if you're sitting around, you know, you're at your local drinking establishment and somebody's telling you the story and all you see in your imagination, and then somebody might say, well, yeah, the maid sort of looked like the lady from the train, and in your imagination you just see the same person. So it kind of builds into that storytelling aspect of it.
Now, there will be three performances, so just one weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Next Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May the 1st at 3 p.m. And you'll be in the fairly intimate confines of the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium.
Yes.
Yes.
Does that does having a small stage make this show easier or more challenging to do?
Some of both.
Yeah.
I mean, I really love working in an intimate space personally.
Sure.
I like being close to the audience, and it really kind of gives the show much more of a frenetic, you know, nature. there are challenges of working in a small space when you've got limited wing space and so forth, yeah. But it's, I really enjoy working in the Art Museum auditorium.
They've been really great with us. Their community partnership, you know, is just wonderful. And Nick Nelson, especially, he was really thrilled about the fact that we were going to be doing this show there.
He's really wanting to get more things like this into the Art Museum. So,
And one of the challenges with the small stage is that because the auditorium is used for so many other events, like we have a Unisat to build, and we can't do it until Monday. You know, first tech rehearsal,
right?
Simply because of all the things, you know, the Big Read was there last night.
Missouri
State has an event going on tomorrow, so you know, that's another kind of hampering. But you know, it does kind of lend to especially the stagecraft for especially our young actors. Who are
deadlines
be...
are wonderful for concentration.
Yeah, well, and it keeps us on our toes. It keeps us fresh, and it's really been, you know, as OTC's Fine Arts Department is growing tremendously. It's sort of been the history of our productions to be very creative about how we stage things without having our own dedicated space at this point. And so that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's a creative challenge in and of itself.
Now, one thing that we haven't even mentioned is that there's no ticket price. There's no admission charge. This is free and open to the public, all three performances.
And I got to tell you, it's great. Well, we've always offered for productions for OTC, students, staff, and faculty for some of these productions that they were free for them and the public would pay. I can't say it was completely magnanimous on our part. It was a little self-serving. when you license a musical, you have to pay a certain amount based on your ticket prices and your expected attendance. By charging no ticket price, we got a flat rate on our royalty fees. And so that was, you know, I wish I could say it was completely magnanimous and generous on our part, but it was a little self-serving too. But we do think that we're offering a product that people would pay for, and we're offering to them for free. And we're offering something that is free for a whole family to come and enjoy.
But you will have tickets, though. You need tickets because seating is limited.
Yes, yes.
We have an Eventbrite where people can reserve tickets.
Lots of different ways to find that Eventbrite page. You can go to eventbrite.com and search Lucky Stiff in Springfield. We've got it on KSMU's community calendar.
Right.
It's on the Art Museum's public calendar.
And you can go to academics.otc.edu/finearts, and there's a large banner for Lucky Stiffs. Just click on that, and that'll take you to the...
Yes. And of course, you know, you are welcome to come the night of the performance that you wish to come to, or the Sunday performance. And there may still be tickets available at the door. But we do prefer that you reserve it so that we kind of have a good idea of numbers.
What kind of crowd you're going to
400 people,
right.
I think it is. We've had a lot of orders already.
Yes.
You know, quite a few.
All right. Musical comedy Lucky Stiff, performed by OTC Fine Arts Department, April 29th through May the 1st in the Art Museum Auditorium. And thanks again, Jonathan Herbert, who is the director of the theater program in the Fine Arts Department at OTC and directing this production.
Co-directing.
And
Phil Forster is our lead music instructor, our program director for music also, and the music director for the production.
Now, how much... staging input have you had?
Well, that's what's kind of interesting is that as far as theater goes, John's got me trumped in knowledge. I mean, he's been teaching it, and I'm a music teacher. I come
sure.
from, you know, public school band background and everything like that. But where I sort of have a leg up over him is I've been performing in musicals in pit orchestras or on stage or as tech crew in one aspect or another since I was a freshman in high school in 2000. And when I taught in Utah, they made me the choir and theater director because I was just the most qualified. So
yep.
I directed a production of Footloose. And then when I was working in University City in St. Louis, they made me the set designer and technical director. So as far as musical stage experience goes, I actually have a little bit more than John. So it's been a great collaboration. And sort of, you know, when we were putting our own credits in the program and figuring out how we were going to do that, musical director and co-producer and vocal coach, and we have John as our acting coach and stage director and co-producer, because it has been a completely collaborative process, which I think is kind of necessary at a school kind of like OTC. And it's been a great collaboration. We've been working very
really
well.
Nice tag team. I mean, there are times where, there are scenes in there that Phil has blocked and I've gone in and sort of tweaked, and there are scenes that I've blocked and he's gone in and tweaked. And it's really kind of a nice little sort of organic communication that we have. We have worked really well together.
And you'll see the results on stage at the Art Museum Auditorium the weekend of, well, next weekend, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday, May 1st, 3 p.m., Lucky Stiffs, the comedy, musical comedy performed by OTC Fine Arts Department. So thanks again to John Herbert and Phil Forrester for being here this morning. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we'll see you.